great to have everyone out here. Let's go down to Miami as we gave you that little preview of the story of, and I'll let Rich Walls pronounce the name, but it's one of those great baseball moments, and Rich is in Miami, the Pirates are in Miami, and the Pirates have a player from Africa, the first to play from Africa in the major leagues, and he got three hits last night, and it's an amazing story. Rich, how are you?
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Marty. Hi, guys. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a story that just knocked me on my off my feet because it started for me in 2009 as any broadcaster in the big leagues. You spend a lot of time reading magazines, clipping out articles in preparation for different opponents or different players or teams. And back in 2009, there was an article in Sports Illustrated about an African player that the Pirates had signed. And the life story was just absolutely incredible. But, you know, I read the story and I thought to myself, well, there's no way this guy's ever going to get anywhere near the major leagues as raw as he is. But it's a really good story. And then all of a sudden, the other day when I read that this kid got called up, I thought, kind of, the name is really familiar. And then when Miami's playing the Pirates this weekend, when I started doing my Pirate homework early in the week, I came across his bio and I thought, oh my God, that's the guy from 2009. And so I went back on the internet and found the article. You can find it in Sports Illustrated Vault. It was written by Gary Smith in 2009. Gift Ngope is the kid's name. He's not a kid anymore. He's 27 years old. He's been in the minor leagues a long time, and it's fabulous. I mean, I can give you the short version of it is this: he outside of Johannesburg, he's a small child. His mother lives in impoverished life. She cleans homes for a living, and she had no place to live. She was looking for work and a place to live, and she happened upon, in South Africa, a club baseball team that had their own little stadium, but it was kind of attached to a cricket field. And she asked if there was any work there, and they said, well, we need somebody to clean the stadium and clean the clubhouse and keep the, you know, for the weekend games, work for it, and we can't pay you anything. But if you do that, we'll let you live here. And so that's where she lived, and that's where she raised her son, whom she named Gift because she felt that it was a gift from above. And so this guy literally grew up in a clubhouse, but a club team clubhouse in South Africa. So little by little, he starts, you know, he falls in love with the game. He plays with the club team, obviously older guys. He's a young kid. He gets a little better and a little better, and South Africa has a team, and he starts to play for this team. And he goes to a Major League Academy, a three-week camp, really, up in Italy. And one of the guys there is Barry Larkin. And, of course, Larkin has been really active in the World Baseball Classic. He managed Brazil in 2013. And Larkin sees him, and they kind of become friends. And a Pirate scout sees him. And the Pirate scout decides, you know what? This guy's extremely athletic. He's very raw because the level of baseball and the level of instruction he's had is remedial compared to the minor leagues. The Pirates signed him in 2009. He goes to camp, and his first few days of training camp in spring training with the Pirates, the equipment manager, the guy that runs the clubhouse, finds, here's this guy, a very likable, animated, just a bright light of a kid, was spending all his time with the clubhouse manager. He couldn't figure out why this kid was hanging out with him. And so after the first night, they came back to the clubhouse to do the laundry and straighten up after the first day of camp. And they found this guy folding the towels and putting things away in the clubhouse. And he asked him, he says, what are you doing? He said, well, this is my home. This is where I feel most comfortable.
Yeah.
So, and he's very slowly moved up the Pirates ladder. And he didn't hit much last year. He hit .217 in Triple A. He's terrific defensively. And something clicked in spring training this year. Jeff Branson, the hitting coach for the Pirates, said he told them, look, you've been told how to hit by all kinds of people. I just want you to go up there, forget about all that you've been taught, and just see ball and hit ball. And all of a sudden, he's hitting. And so he's up. He had his first hit the other night, and last night he was 3-for-3 with a couple walks, including his first triple. And just to show what type of impact he has, I watched during batting practice, there were two Marlins that really wanted to meet him. One was D. Gordon, and the other was Ichiro. Ichiro went over to him, and I don't know who was more excited to meet the other, whether it was Ngope meeting Ichiro or Ichiro meeting Ngope.
I love it. It's Rich Walsh with us, of course, the lead broadcaster on the Marlins TV and the favorite of Renee and Marilyn. My sister's down in Miami. But it's an incredible story, and the first name and from that story that I read this morning, Rich, of course, it means gift in English, and I guess she was pregnant about 6 months and her husband disappeared.
Yeah.
And then a woman appeared and said, don't worry, everything will be okay. This is going to be a son, and he's the gift from God. So he's the gift, and his first name is Gift, and that's the story. But if you look on YouTube, and the way and Rich described it beautifully, this kid has great hands. He went 3-for-3 last night. When they put him in the game originally, the Josh Harrison and the other Pirates came over to feel his heart rate to see how it was going, and he can turn a double play. He got 3-for-3 last night. And here he is in the big leagues, and Steve Bitker just texted me that his brother, right, Rich, his brother also is part of the Pirate organization, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
He is. He does. He has a younger brother. And you can tell what type of person he is just by the reaction of his teammates. He's been in this system since 2009. And like I said, it was a really slow rise. And his glove is actually what carried him up. And he's such a likable guy, and everybody is rooting for him, and for him to get to the big leagues in this organization was just like, oh my goodness, what adversity this guy has overcome. And he's, you know, you talk to Clint Hurdle, you talk to anybody around the Pirates, and they say he's the most unassuming player that they've ever met. He does not feel entitled to anything. He was just happy to get a chance to come to the United States and play in the minor leagues. And now, he always said, and I'm sure a lot of people didn't take him seriously, he always said, I'm going to be the first African player in Major League Baseball. And he's done it. It's just, if you're listening to this show, tonight when you have a moment, go to your laptop, go to your tablet, and just Google that story, that Sports Illustrated story. And, I mean, it's amazing to read that story, and then 8-9 years later, here he is in the big leagues. It really is amazing.
It's tremendous. Rich, Patrick Connor here. Great to have you on the show. And after we saw John Hamm go to India to look for baseball talent there, where is Kevin Bacon? He's got to do a sequel to The Air up there. We got to do a movie about going over to find a pipeline of talent to Africa. I know Africa is a rugby soccer nation, but I'd imagine there's tons of athletes over there that would love to come in and make millions of dollars in America playing baseball.
Well, look, you know, soccer, cricket, rugby, all of those sports are big there. But it really and while the event has fewer critics this year as it did 4 years ago, the World Baseball Classic has really done its work in terms of spreading the game, because the pitcher that was sent down to make room when they brought him up was the first Lithuanian-born player in Major League Baseball. And were it not for the World Baseball Classic, he wouldn't have played in 2009. Larkin never would have met him. The Pirate Scout never would have seen him. And there's other guys like this in and around the minor leagues that scouts have seen in China, that they've seen in Brazil, they've seen in other countries that, you know, I really think in the next 6 to 10 years, you're going to see more and more players from a variety of places, and a lot of it has to do with the World Baseball Classic.
Boy, I think you're right. And just to put it in perspective, as we got another text from Steve Bitker, and Steve is on this really well. He's the first African among 1.6 billion people to reach the majors.
Yes.
And think about the basketball players and how the NBA and colleges have sort of mined the area to bring basketball players in. You can't tell me out of 1.6 billion players if you couldn't find baseball players. So I think you're right, Rich. I think it's the beginning.
Yep.
And it's a great story. I love the stuff on YouTube to see this kid play. He's good now. Three for four last night, I think. He's hitting 800. He's 4 for 5. Now, to me, in the box score, they all look like line drives. What did they look like to you?
You know, only one of them was a ground ball in the hole that he beat out. So the other was a triple, and this is a big park, a triple off the base of the wall in right center, and then a line drive single for an RBI. So, and then he walked twice. He looked really good at the plate last night. But then again, all the Pirates did. It was a blow. It was 12-2 Pittsburgh last night. But his at-bats were quality at-bats. And whatever it is that Jeff Branson got through to him in spring training, a lot of the people around the Pirates say it's almost like a switch has been flipped, and all of a sudden he can hit. And you hope it lasts. And the other thing, too, is when you look at a player like this, you have to realize that his clock in terms of instruction is a lot different than any other 27-year-old because he didn't get a lot of the type of instruction players get even in the Dominican or even in Puerto Rico or Japan. You know, baseball in South Africa is still pretty remedial. So when he walked into training camp when he was 17, 18 years old, he was as raw as they get. And to get where he is now is
amazing.
It's pretty cool.
And he lives in the clubhouse. That's where he lived. That was his home.
I love it.
He lived they found him sleeping one night in the laundry cart. You know, it's a great. Really?
Yeah,
now, is he in the lineup tonight?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he's in the eighth spot where he was last night at second base. They placed the Pirates placed David Freese on the disabled list. He's been battling a hamstring. And that's the other thing, is all the dominoes that had to fall to get him here.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you start with the Marte suspension, Freeze and his hamstring. All of a sudden, they needed an infielder. They knew he could handle it defensively, and he had started to hit at the end of spring and in the minors, and all of a sudden, here he is.
How was the crowd reaction to him in Miami?
Very good. And I'll tell you, the Marlin players – reaction. They're just learning. You know how baseball players are. They're in their little cocoons and stuff. But they had heard about him just watching the highlights from him the other night. And in talking to D. Gordon after he met him, and talking about his life story, it's to the players who, you know, are from a system here that we're familiar with, to hear where he's come from and what he's gone through, they're just as stunned as I think a lot of us are.
I love it.
Great story.
Great story, Rich. Yeah. Thanks. Really, thank you for taking the time. I know your game's coming up at 4:10 Pacific, but it's a great story. You tell it beautifully, as always, and we'll follow it here. And I love the story. And 1.6 billion people.
Wow.
In Africa, and he's the first one to make it. So, Rich, I appreciate you being on.
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, guys. Good luck tonight for those Giants, all right?
All right, thank you. That's Rich Walsh.
I'm a fan.
Isn't that nice of him to come on?
I like Rich. He's been out here to the patio.
He's from here.
Yeah, he looks a little bit like our friend Scotty McGrew down at Channel NBC TV.
Yeah, he's great. He's from here. And I learned so much from him when he did the pregames for the Mariners.
Yep.
And there was chaos going around him, and he never missed a beat, and I learned from him.
Respect.
Yeah, he's good.
Marty,
he's
the
good.
Last frontier. Yeah.